Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I'm your host, Nielsen Denver. Firstly, I would like to thank Steve Bragg from the Accounting Best Practices Podcast for some advice he gave me about the podcast. He has reached the 100 episode milestone, so it was great to get advice from a seasoned veteran. We are making a slight change to the format of the show. The show will now be weekly. The news will be 1 week, and our discussion on a business or on a bookkeeping topic will be the next week. So every 2 weeks you get news, and every week in between you get our discussion on a bookkeeping topic. I would love to hear back from listeners about the new format. You can email me at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any news about bookkeeping, please send it to me. If you are a software company and have news about a product a bookkeeper or payroll technician does or could use, please email me at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. If anyone would like to link to this podcast on your website, please feel free to do so. And so, on with the news. We have updates from the Revenue Commissioners and lots of security updates for software. The Revenue Commissioners. Here are some of the e-briefs issued by the Revenue Commissioners I've picked out. I've picked out three payroll-related e-briefs, that's 14, 15 and 17, and one VAT-related e-brief, e-brief 16, and there's links to each of them in the show notes on the website. E-brief 14. The P35 annual return filed by employers has been redesigned on both the Ross online and offline applications to enhance the appearance of this form and make it more user-friendly. The revised form design is consistent for both Ross online and offline applications. These changes will apply to P35 screens for the 2010 period onwards. For periods prior to 2010, the P35 screens will not change. E-brief 15. The 2009 Ross Form 11 has been available since 1st of January 2010 in both the online and offline Ross facilities. The offline version is version 10. This e-brief clarifies a number of issues that have been raised recently to the Revenue Commissioners. E-brief 17. For customers who file the 2009 Form 11 return and make the appropriate payment through Ross for preliminary tax for 2010, income tax balance due for 2009, the tax due date is extended to Tuesday, the 16th of November 2010. That means you can file, instead of the 31st of October, you can file now on the 16th, up to the 16th of November 2010. To qualify for this extension, customers must both pay and file through Ross. Where only one of these actions is completed through Ross, the extension does not apply. Customers who pay or file by means other than Ross are required to submit both payment and return on or before the 31st of October 2010. Now, e-brief 16. So for all you chocoholics out there, it's official. Cooking chocolate is no longer a luxury and is now VAT-able at the 0% rate. Unfortunately, the cakes and biscuits that it is used in will still be charged at 21%. To enable you to read the e-briefs in full, links to all the e-briefs mentioned can be found on our website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. Returns due for filing this month. Don't forget, if you still use the paper version, your P30 monthly, PAYE, PRSI income levy return is due with the Collector General on the 14th of April. All you businesses that have taken the 3 months, the quarterly filing option, your P30 is also due on the 14th of April, so don't forget. If you pay and file using Ross, the Revenue Commissioner's online service, you get an extension until the 23rd of April to pay and file. If in doubt, check the due dates for filing for your business. No VAT returns are due to be filed in April. Business software updates. Check that you are using the most up-to-date version of your payroll software. Some of the payroll software has been updated recently after clarification from the Revenue Commissioners on some issues. They may not affect your business, but it's always good to be up to date in case something has changed and you missed it. Both Microsoft and Apple had software security updates. Please ensure you have downloaded and installed the updates. These updates contain essential security updates to remove known flaws that could allow your computer to be infected with unwanted software. This software can log your keystrokes, collect your username and passwords for banking, email, and anything else that needs a username and password. Just by visiting a website, your computer could become infected and you would not even know. So go run Windows updates or Apple update now. And while you're at it, check that your antivirus software is up to date by running its update option. Many of the internet browsers have also had security updates. Microsoft Internet Explorer, which is now on version 8, has had security updates. Mozilla's Firefox, which is now on version 3.6.3, had security updates. Opera, which is now on version 10.51, had an extremely bad security vulnerability and has been updated. And Apple Safari is now on version 4.0.5. An orange icon with the words Java Update may be popping up at the bottom of your screen. Go and install it. It is vital that it is kept up to date, as your internet browsers, which we have just talked about, use this software when you are web browsing. So run the update next time it appears on your screen. When you go and install it, there'll be a tick box beside an option to install the Yahoo toolbar. Unless you really want the Yahoo toolbar, untick this box and then install Java, and just follow the instructions on screen. The Adobe PDF Reader has many security flaws. The latest version is 9.3.1, so make sure you have this one, because this one fixes all the known security flaws. To see which version you have, run the Adobe PDF Reader, go to the Help menu and choose About Adobe Reader 9. Here you will see the version you are using. If you don't see 9.3.1, then do an update. The update option is also found in the Help menu. And your task of using a computer was simple. If you have an IT person, check with them to see if they know about these security issues and get them to help you fix them all. If you look after your own computer or you have the ability to run the updates, then do it now. In many cases, the software is updated automatically, but in some cases, such as Java, you need to click on a button to start the process rolling. Links to all the software talked about here are available on our website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. If you use iTunes, please rate this show and help us move up the charts. If there is a topic dear to your heart that you would like to discuss, whether you run your own business or work for someone else, we would like to talk to you. We can record Skype calls and we can talk about your favourite topic related to bookkeeping or payroll. Now, also, if you would like me to talk about any particular topic, send me an email at bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. You don't need to come online and talk to me on Skype. If you just want me to talk about it, I gladly do it. For all correspondence with the show, our email address is the same, bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. Just please put in the subject line what you are contacting the show about. For example, put news in the subject line if you're sending me news. Okay? Now, and again, thanks for listening to this show.